Sex Addiction Disclosure, The Important Aspects. I'm Dr. Trish Lee. Welcome back to Sanity After Betrayal. I wanted to break down the three main types of disclosure and really kind of go through the who, what, why, where, and when of disclosure briefly in this video so that you can wrap your mind around the process if in fact you are in the position where that tragic D-Day, as we call it in the business, has happened and you've made the discovery that your husband or your partner has sexual acting out behaviors, and now you find yourself in this pickle of a life situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Now, if that's the case, I'm sure you've started to dig into blog posts and websites and, excuse me, books, and you have probably freaked yourself out to the magnitude that you are now here in this video with me. So first of all, I wanna reassure you, there is hope to move through this process and get to the other side and have a better relationship than you've ever had in the past. That is my goal here. And I'm going to point out how disclosure plays into that as part of the process. So after discovery day, you've discovered something you're not happy about, whether that be porn consumption, whether that be sexual acting out in a different way, webcams, infidelity with another person, and the list goes on and on, unfortunately. So you have found out that your partner has betrayed you in that aspect. So it's called sexual betrayal trauma. Unfortunately, your brain slides itself into a mode that helps to protect you from the pain that you are going through. Disclosure is a piece of the puzzle to be able to re-establish trust with your partner, regain the sense of safety and security that you probably haven't felt for a long time, and to be able to ride off into the sunset, whether it be with your partner in a better relationship than ever, or strongly moving on into the next phase of your life. And for most women, there's children in the mix. So I'm here to tell you that, you know, no matter what, it's in your best interest to find a way to establish a healthy relationship with your partner so that you can be part of their life in a healthy way moving forward. Disclosure can play a really important part of that. Okay, so without beating a dead horse, what is disclosure? Disclosure is the process of your husband, we're gonna leave it at that, your husband telling you all of the sexual acting out behaviors that he has been involved in, which if you just listen to that for a minute, that is not an easy thing for a man to do. There's so much shame involved in that. And he knows he's inadvertently caused you so much pain. It's a very difficult thing to do. Now, I'm not taking away from the fact that it's very painful for you to hear. And that's why this life situation is such a challenging one. And I would never wish it upon anybody. But if you find yourself in this position, I encourage you to, you know, squeeze a little lemonade out of these lemons and moving through the process in a healthy way. So that's the goal of disclosure, is your partner tells you all the sexual acting out behaviors. So now you know the full story. So here is the important piece. That is just as much for him as it is for you. It is not only for you. It is for him to get all of that out. And if you've watched any of my videos on my other channel, Porn Marine Rewire, you'll know that I characterize this type of addiction as the hijacker, as conceptually this other person, this other version of your partner has been created when his brain was hijacked by the supernormal stimulus of porn when he was a young man or a child even. This stuff starts in childhood. The seeds of addiction are planted, and if watered, the roots grow deep, and unfortunately, the plant keeps growing. And the sexual acting out behaviors your partner has likely engaged in are part of tolerance building and escalation of the addiction over time. And I encourage you to look back at your partner over time, and you'll see the shift happening in retrospect, because of course you can never, right? Hindsight's 2020, vision in the moment, not so much. So in retrospect, you can see how those changes have happened over time. So as kind of the addiction took hold and it worsened, then there's escalation of behaviors and there's deeper and deeper falling into the trap of porn and other sexual acting out behavior. He has to tell you all of that. And we're going to get to in a minute, how much does he tell you? And of course, it's different for all people, but we'll get there in a minute. So that is the goal of disclosure. It's for him to get all of it out, and it all has to come out, because if any secrets stay in there, that is an opening for the hijacker to come back in. It all has to come out, so the hijacker leaves forever. It's essential. So your husband or your partner should move through a process with a trained professional to make sure he's digging into everything that he needs to dig into, and he's learning to communicate that in a healthy way with an emotionally healthy, responsive person like a therapist or a coach. And that person can meet him in the journey and listen to him and help him communicate that to you. Now, the other goal for you is you've likely primarily decided to stay in the relationship. Most women have, if you're listening to this here video. You need to know what he's done so that you, first of all, some people might be deciding if they're going to stay. In my experience, most people have already decided that. They decided a long time ago, and they knew about some of the acting out behaviors a long time ago. So it's not a matter of a decision to stay or go, but it is a matter of no longer betraying yourself by not listening to your intuition and holding your partner to a new higher standard where he's no longer going to lie and be dishonest to you. You need to know what all the things are or were that he lied about and that he kept secret. The secrets have to come out for him, and then you need to know them so that you can determine what you need from your relationship and make sure that your husband's going to be able to meet those needs. That's all really healthy stuff. So, you know, other words you might hear for what I'm talking about here are, you know, avoiding triggers and setting boundaries. What you need to know is, what was it? Is it over forever? Can I deal with the fact that it's happened in the past? And does my partner promise, and he's going to do the work to make sure it never happens in the future? Now, the reason I can't say what it is because of my extensive work in this area, I know that the it is different for all people. That threshold of what's acceptable to stay in a relationship, it's not the same for me as it is for you, as it is for your sister, as it is for your aunt, as it is for your neighbor or your friend. So you have to take this journey by yourself and search your own heart. He did those things. Can you live with it? Where is your threshold? If those things are above your threshold, then you need to gain the strength to realize that and to move forward in a way that feels positive to you. If you've already been dealing with that, then, and you already knew about it, then really what needs to happen is you need to understand that those are behaviors of the past and that they will be eliminated and extinguished, and that there will be honesty moving into the future. So basically, that's what we're talking about in disclosure. That is what you need. You need to know what it is and that it's never going to happen again. So that, of course, is different for all people on different levels. Okay, so how much information? How much do you need to know? You need to know enough to do exactly that, to be able to make peace with those past experiences and then to be able to move into the future without harping on the past experiences. They need to come out of your nervous system. So the disclosure is so that it comes out of your husband's nervous system and it comes out of yours. Secrets and shame will create risk for relapse and a whole bunch of problems in the dynamics in your relationship. Contempt from you or spite or not being able to trust him, that is not the recipe for moving forward. So you have to know what it is and then make the decision to trust moving forward as long as recovery is in place. That is the healing journey. So what details do you want to know? You need to figure that out. And honestly, I don't think it's healthy to know every single detail. I know you want to know every single detail right now in the pain and the hurt of it. But eventually, the more details that you know, the more that it can haunt you. So I want you to think about you in this context. I want you to think about your healthy needs over time. Knowing all of it, is it going to be beneficial to you or is it going to harm you if you hold on to it? Now, I know that might not sound like I'm advocating for disclosure. 100% disclosure needs to happen. It should happen as soon as possible once this discovery's been made and both of you are working with a trained coach or therapist. And getting disclosure with a polygraph, I would recommend, as early as possible can just assuage all of your fears. And that's kind of what I was saying, is if you've already dipped into the literature, your mind's going bonkers at the potential of what your partner might have done. You need to know what he has done, what he hasn't done, so that you can let that fear go away of all the things he hasn't done. It can really escalate the situation by not knowing. Once you know, then you can come to terms with it and move through this process in a much healthier way for you, him, and your relationship. So there's three main types of disclosure. They are a factual disclosure, which is primarily to get all the details out. And this is mostly for your partner to put all the details down, chronicle what has happened, be able to look at major life experiences, especially stressors, and how they relate to the acting out. Because we know sex addiction isn't about sex. It's about self-soothing. And the one tool your partner learned to self-soothe stress and boredom a long time ago. So being able to chronicle a factual disclosure is really important. Now, of course, he needs to share the facts with you. Conceptually, globally, and to the magnitude that he has been involved in sex addiction. So you might not want to know every single detail, but you definitely need to know the behaviors that were involved, the magnitude of those behaviors, and the context of how everything played out. But do you need to know every single thing and every single moment and have it chronicled out on a time ticker? I don't know that would be healthy for you. So you really need to explore why you would want to know that and what the need is that it serves, and is it a healthy need over time? It's context, magnitude, and globally what the situation has been, so you can wrap your mind around it. Secondarily, the next type is called a story disclosure. And the story disclosure is to relieve the shame within your partner. So again, this is a process that he may go through by himself and not share all the aspects of the details and not share all the aspects of the entire story, but he needs to move through it with a professional so he can get to the third type of disclosure, which is a validation disclosure. And in that type of disclosure, the value proposition is different from the first two. The value that this type of disclosure has is this is how he's going to share with you the situation that he's been in with everything he's been doing, the context, the magnitude, the behaviors. He's going to share it with you, the impact that it's had on him, and understanding the impact that it's had on you. The goal of a validation disclosure is to validate your experience that is happening because of the experience that he is having himself. He didn't do this to you. He didn't mean to do it. Most people, you've heard my caveat, 90% of men who get caught in sex addiction are good men who've got wrapped up in this super normal stimulus of porn and sexual acting out. They don't want to do it just as much as you don't want them to. And they need a guide and techniques and support and strategies to get to the other side. So the other 10% know exactly what they're doing and they will not get into recovery. So if your man, he might be reticent to get into recovery at the outset, but if you share with him your need for him to get into recovery to be able to move forward, and he's able to meet you in that need, the likelihood that you move through and he shares with you the appropriate amount of details, context, and magnitude so you can understand and feel better about the situation that you're in to be able to make good decisions going forward. And again, the good decisions going forward are you are never going to let this happen again, because you are going to stay true to your one true self that's in there, and you're going to follow your intuition, and you're going to have the strength and the courage to approach and engage even if it creates conflict, so that you can stay true to you. Number one, you respect yourself. Number two, you respect your man. And if your man, number one, respects himself, number two, respects you, you'll have an amazing relationship for the rest of your life. So that's the type of disclosure that you want. And so again, it has a cautionary tale. Once you know something, you can't unknow it. And many women who have gone through this process, especially with professionals that don't understand that some disclosures can be more damaging than they can be helpful, Once you know it all, you can't unknow it. And sometimes that can be more damaging to the relationship. So just food for thought and get yourself with a professional who can help move you through that process. Those are the three types of disclosure. So it is there for the healing process. So when I help people, I always think, how can this process help them heal? Everything has to come out of your man. You have to digest everything and then get really strong on the inside so that you can move forward as the best version of yourself. Okay, I hope this helps you understand, because I know there's a lot of conflicting information out there. Get with a great professional so that they can help you move through this process. Because remember, if you don't move through it, you stay in it. And that is the pits, my friend. All right, if you're interested in talking to me, please reach out. You can go to the website, Sanity After Betrayal. There's a button there to schedule a consult with me. I'd be happy to talk with you about your life situation and see if I could help point you in a direction. You could also sign up for the digital program, which includes support groups. That's there for you so you can join a community of women who are struggling with the same thing, get the support that you need. And, you know, it's a process, not an event. So unfortunately, you will likely be in it for a little while until you can get to the other side and start chasing down those rainbows and unicorns. Okay, stay sane, my friend, and I'll see you next time.